Alright everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and if you're anything like me, you've probably found yourself saying yes a little too often, stretching yourself thinner than a pizza crust on National Donut Day. Ever felt like you were running around playing whack-a-mole with your own time and energy? Today we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries in relationships. Because, let's be real, folks, these days it feels like everyone's got their hand on our attention button, right? Work emails at midnight, social media notifications popping up every 5 seconds, that friend who always needs to vent for an hour. It's a recipe for burnout city if we don't learn to set some limits. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kinda rigid and, well, boring. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out, healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out or becoming a hermit in a fortress of self-preservation. They're about creating space for yourself to thrive, to recharge, and to show up as the best version of you in your relationships. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those awesome boundaries. 1. Know your needs. This is fundamental, people. What are your non-negotiables? Is it quality time with loved ones? Time for your creative hobbies? A solid 8 hours of sleep? Because seriously, who doesn't deserve that? Figure out what energizes you and what drains you. Write it down, post it on the fridge, whatever works. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your needs, don't be afraid to speak up. Now this isn't about being demanding or aggressive, it's about expressing yourself with honesty and respect. Try phrases like, "I really value our time together, but I also need some downtime to recharge," or "I'm happy to help, but I have a deadline coming up so I can only commit to specific time frame." 3. Practice saying no. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't mean you're selfish, it means you're prioritizing your well-being. You don't have to justify yourself or apologize profusely. A simple, "Thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now," can work wonders. 4. Set limits on digital distractions. We live in a world where notifications are constantly vying for our attention. Try setting specific times for checking email and social media, or even turning off those pesky alerts altogether. Your brain and your relationships will thank you. 5. Remember, self-care is non-negotiable. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks every day. It's about actively engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading, going for a walk, or just taking 5 minutes to meditate, make time for yourself. Think about the last time you said yes when you really wanted to say no. How did it make you feel? Drained? Stressed? Maybe even resentful? Now imagine saying no with confidence and clarity. How powerful would that feel? You know that feeling when you finally finish a huge project and you just want to relax and recharge? That's what healthy boundaries can do for your relationships. They give you the space to recharge and show up fully present when it matters most. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who struggled with setting boundaries. She was always saying yes to everything, even when she was already stretched thin. This led to her feeling constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and resentful. But one day she decided to put her foot down. She started saying no to commitments that didn't align with her priorities and communicated her needs more assertively. The result? Sarah felt lighter, more energized, and her relationships became stronger because she was able to show up as her authentic self. So, remember folks, building healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a wallflower. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive and allowing your relationships to flourish. Here's the takeaway. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love, plain and simple. It's saying yes to your well-being and no to resentment. Start small, be consistent, and remember, you deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey towards building healthier relationships with ourselves and others. Until next time, stay fueled and stay focused.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.